very noted. Okay, we discussed part of this topic already, but we want to fill in the blanks and some of the details. But this sigla follows very logically from what came before. I know that if we had the discussion of the conceptual, I guess, relationship between Shiga Shabbos and Maishna, in a situation where each one exists only independently. But the question is, why are they different? Why are they singular? Then you have Ayin on the base, which is Heaven, Zev, Zev, Yana. What happens when two converge? When you have to either choose one or the other, or the impact of one on the other. That's what we discussed in the previous topic. And now we come to our topic, which is Ayin on the base, Ayin Aleph on the Aleph, and that is, what if you have the Zeh or Zeh? What about combining the two? And the question has to be dealt with probably on two levels. One is a question of Tzir of Lashir. Could you combine Lashir Echad, let's say you do Chatzi Zayas Kotzer Vishigas Malacha, and Chatzi Zayas Kotzer Vishigas Shabbos, can you combine that to a Shir Echad? That's one issue. We know that from the continuation of the Gemara in Rav Zeira, which you're going to read in just a minute. And of course, the original question is, if you have a Shir Shalem, but you have one for Helen Shabbos and one for Helen Malacha, whether or not they're mitzvah for carbon echo. In one case, you need the tzeiruf. In the other case, the question is whether you can get away with the tzeiruf, and whether we should be machalik between those two things or not. But either way, the progression of the Gemara is very, very clear. Okay, go ahead.
Sure. So, Amarav, Katsur v'tachan ki begeres v'shigis shabbos v'zan malachos, v'chazir katsur v'tachan ki begeres v'zan shabbos v'shigis malachos. V'noda lo al katsir v'tchina shal shigis shabbos v'zan malachos, v'chazir v'noda lo al katsir v'al tchina shal v'zan shabbos v'shigis malachos, so katsir v'goris katsir v'tchina goris tchina. So it's a little bit of a complicated case, but basically, so there are two parts of the case. The first part of the case, you violated Tzir and Tfina,
right,
and a Grugaris, and then
each one a Grugaris, right.
And the first time involved Shigigas Shabbos,
correct.
And then the second part of the case, you violated. You did it similarly. You
repeated his performance, or it looked like you repeated the performance,
right? Except that this time was Shigigas Malachos,
right.
And the question is, how many Kabbalists are going to be cut?
Yeah. Right. Why? Because it did it in different context.
Right.
So, and what's the conclusion?
So, the Gemara's conclusion is that you're going to be chayav once based on the principle of grur.
Yeah, you're bring one carbon
to cover all
four actions.
Right.
Okay. And the principle is tchina gorerus, tchina, kotzer gorer, kotzer. Correct. The question is whether or not this initial formulation, ksira gareris ksira, tchina gareris tchina, isn't a misnomer or not. So is that an accurate statement in the Gemara or not? According to some of the Rishonim, for example, Rashi, it's possibly not an accurate statement. What do I mean by it's not an accurate statement?
It's all grouped under the same halakha.
You don't need gareira for this case. The simple reading of Gemara is that you do. But according to Rashi doesn't say it's a misnomer. The Chidush HaRam, when he elaborates a little bit on both Rashi and the Ra'av, elaborating on the Reed, essentially. So at least the Chidush HaRam, one line says, well, the initial formulation of the Gemara is just inaccurate. The Gemara didn't mean that. The foreshadowing was about to come. They mean to say that it's Matura. And since they're going to use this phrase Greira later on to establish Tziruf, they're using it here. But it really isn't accurate because you don't need Greira. Greira sounds like it has, there's a Kiddush. It sounds like it's an artificial Tziruf. It sounds like all things being equal, there are two different things happening here. And nonetheless, one drags the other with it. When you use the word Greira, dragging, it sounds like, it's not moving on its own force. It doesn't really belong there. It's, b'schus A that you get B, but it really isn't b'schus A that you get B. A and B are under the same heading, right? There's a natural relationship between them. That's one interpretation. That's one interpretation. The Rashi himself doesn't say that. Right? On the contrary, Rashi explains later on. Rashi's trying to explain what we'll continue to discuss in a minute, and that is that this is not a case of Greira de Greira. Because one might have thought that it's Greira de Greira, why? Or, oh, let's continue it. It's actually the Tereshim that is Greira de Greira. Go ahead. That's right. Let's say the opt-in, the first one you find out, isn't out of the order that you did them.
Right.
And that is the order that you found out about them. But if you found out the Shigas Malacha before the Shigas Shabbos, which means you found out the independent one before you found out the unified ones. So questions, does the same halacha apply? Go ahead.
So we say there Tzira Goras, Tzira Bethina Shigimah.
Yes.
So the Gemara says that we cannot use the principle of Greira to account for all the Averis that are done here.
Right. And you only get three out of the four.
Right. So therefore, we'll have to bring two Gurbanas for all the violations that he committed.
Right. He'll bring one Karban for the Ketzira and the Ketzira Tchina, and it'll have to be a separate carbon for the separate Tchina. Correct?
Yeah.
And then a Baal HaBayis, and okay. But, and why is that? Go ahead, so Baal HaMar?
So Baal HaMar, Tchina Nami Gor Tchina, Shem Tchina Achasi. So Baal, Arjun and Robin says that we can uncover all the Averis performed here, with the concept of Guerrero. Because even though the other Tchina was not removed from the other violation, but we can use Greer to account for that also.
Shame Tchina. Okay. And Rava disagrees. Keep going.
So meet Isla the Rabba Greira about Itmar Akal Shnei Zese Kala Kalam Etha Benodalo Al
Kalam. Kalam,
right. Al Kalam, sorry.
Kalam
Etha Benodalo Al Akzim and the Chazra Akal Kazaz Kalam Shosheni. Amarava Hibi Korban Al Rishon Rishon Vishin Al Rishon Rishon Vishin is Sakir. Gimel Ain is Sakir. Hibi Korban Al Shlishi Shlishi Vishin is Sakir. Rishon Ain of Sakir. Hibi Korban Al Zayin is Sakir Kulam. So the Gemara says that according to Rava, in this case where there were three Averis performed, so the bringing the Korban on the first one won't cover the last one, and bringing on the last one won't cover the first one. Only bringing on the middle one will cover the two peripheral ones, the first and the third, because they're under the same halamos. The halamos of the overlap on the middle one. But it won't go beyond to be mishaper on the...
So it appears that Rava disputes the concept of Greira. If you have Greira, then the fact that one is connected to two should have dragged three, which is connected to two, with it. The hyphenation between two and three should have dragged three in when you made a circle, around one and two. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And that seems to be what Greira is about. Okay.
So
go ahead.
So Abaye Amar Afilu Hevi Korban Al Ephemeh and Nishtaber Kulam. So Abaye says no. Even if you bring a korban for one of them, so all of them you get a kafar for, even the first and the third.
Okay.
So the Gemara's answer is Basta Deshama Me Abaye Saba. That after he heard Abaye's position, so it sounds like Rava conceded to Abaye and he accepted Abaye's principle of Greira.
Correct. So therefore, he's okay with Ketzira, Goreres, Ketzira, Utina, Ima. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, go ahead, Ihachi.
So, Ihachi, Ketzina, Nami, Ketzira, so why don't we say Greira in that case as well? So the Gemara says, Greira Isle, Greira is Greira Lisle, that he only holds of Greira, but not Greira is Greira, which means that essentially, that according that what Abaye is doing and what Rava disputes is that you're using the Greira in two steps. In a sense, the first cover one of the korbanos. To cover the avera of the second part of the violation, which was when you did it under Shigas Malacha. But you can't use that again to extend to the.
You can get from Shigas Malacha to Shigas Shabbos and even to the Imah Shigas Shabbos. the Tchina that's connected to the Katsira can be dragged in through the Katsira of Malacha, right? But you can't get the Tchina of Malacha through the Tchina of Shikas Shabbos, which is only there in the Zchus of the Katsira of Shigas Shabbos.
Right.
That's how you think. Now the question, of course, to ask is, it's hard to pin this down, we sure don't talk much about it, is Abaya's, is Rava's characterization of Abaya something that Abaya agrees to? Does Abaya say, I hold grayer to grayer? Or does Abaya think that this is kula grayer achasi? We don't know.
Right.
Now, if he holds, there's no end to grayers. You can just keep drawing circles. You know, as long as you get some overlap somewhere, that's a very, very big chiddush. Or does he have just a different, slightly different perspective than Rava about how grayer works, or why grayer works, or what the relationship is within each circle of grayer, or within, you know, based on the connection, the hyphenated connection between the things that allow for grayer. That's not clear. Something to ask. It's not necessarily something that we can answer, but it's something to look at. Do Abaya and Rava have different conceptions of what grayer or how grayer operates or how these relationships work such that what looks to Rava like the grayer to grayer is actually for Abaya just a normal halakha of grayer, or do they argue about where to draw the line? As we'll soon see, maybe Rav Zeira doesn't believe in Greira at all. Or Rava, say, originally didn't believe in Greira at all. So Rava originally didn't believe in Greira. Then he jumped on board with Abaya, you know, on the wagon of Greira. And then the question is, you know, Abaya was very enthusiastic, so he believes in Greira to Greira. So there's Greira to Greira, Greira, and no Greira. Those are the three levels. And that's the simple reading of the Gemara. But the truth is that the Gemara never ever said that that's what Abaya holds. For all we know, the simple reading of the original part of the Gemara is Ksira Guerreras Ksira, Tchina Guerreras Tchina, and then it's Aval Nodal Ksira Shazan Shav Shikas Malachas Ksira Guerreras Ksira, Tchina Guerreras Tchina, Tchina Shekinek Nabim Kolo Medes, and Abaya says Tchina Nami Guerreras Tchina Shem Tchina Achasi. So the Shem Tchina Achasi mean, and therefore we'll say Greira the Greira, or Shem Tchina Achasi, even though it comes only through the medium of Shigas Shabbos, right? Is that, you know, Greira, not Greira Greira. What he means by Shem Tchina Achasi isn't that it works also, but that then it's Greira. Conceptually, it might be important to know that, what the relationships are. That's question number one. But another thing to note very early is that's one. Number two is what we started with a second ago. Namely, if the first case, which is Shigas Shabbos Lifnei Shigas Malacha, is really a case of Greira, that you do Shigas Shabbos Katsira Tchina, then you do independently the Shigas Malacha, Katsira, and then Tchina. So if we take literally the language of the Gemara, Katsira, Guerreras, Katsira, Tchina, Guerreras, Tchina, so that's what the Rishonim are noting, then really one would have thought that in the second case, in the Shigas Malacha, where you do Katsira separately, then Tchina separately, and then it doesn't matter the order that you do it, but when you find out about it. Find out about Katsira separately, Shigas Malacha, then you find about Katsira, Tchina separately, find out Katsira separately, and then you find out about the Shigas Malacha of Katsira Utachina, and then the question is, what about dragging the other tchina, but dragging in the tchina of Shigas Shabbos together with the katsira of Shigas Shabbos because of the original katsira of Shigas Malacha, that doesn't seem to be a problem. So if you take literally the first line of the Gemara, the question is, why isn't that greira the greira? Because the only reason that kotzer of Shigas Shabbos and kotzer of Shigas Malacha and kotzer of Shigas Shabbos are united is because of greira, according to the initial formulation of the Gemara. But then you need another Greira to get Tchina of Shigas Shabbos together with, right, however you want to say it, with Katsira of Shigas Shabbos, or at least with Katsira of Shigigas Malacha. That's a better way to say it. So if that's the case, that is Greira of the Greira. So why is Rava saying that he disagrees with Abaya? He should have said maybe, according to Abaya, it's Greira the Greira of the Greira, and I only believe in Greira the Greira. Right? Whereas originally we thought, you know, he didn't believe in Greira the Greira. Okay. So that's the question that Rashi and Tosas and the Chiddush Aran Mihiri, that's the issue that they all deal with. Then, of course, there's a third issue, Eliezer. Third issue? That is, this Gemara is Kola.
Oh, how you read Ruzira?
Oh, no, before we get, we haven't gotten from Zera yet, we'll get to it in a second. But just on this Gemara alone, there, so, three issues. One is, does Abaye really hold Greira to Greira? Probably not going to be able to pin that down much more, but as I say, the language Shein Tchina Achas doesn't necessarily mean that he would agree that with the characterization of Hashita is Greira de Greira. Secondly, why isn't Rava also Greira de Greira? That's the question that Rishonim asks explicitly. And then there's a third question, and that is that the Gemara has essentially three examples of Greira, and the question is what is the relationship between them? So two of them we've just discussed. Namely, if we take literally the first line, Katsira Guerrero's Katsira, Katsira Guerrero's Katsina, when Shigas Shabbos precedes Shigas Malacha in the Yediyah, right, so why isn't the rest of it Greira de Greira? Fine. Right, then there's the case where, you know, where the discussion centers, and that's Shigas Malacha and the Yediyah before Shigas Shabbos. But in between, the Gemara has, when it discusses whether Rava does or doesn't believe in Greira, what else does it bring in? Eliezer?
It brings up the case of the Achal
Chelev. Yeah, the three Chelevs. The three Chelevs where the circle is about simply the Zman HaYediyah, right? And whether or not there was a common Alama or not. So one and two have a common Alama, and two and three have a common Alama, and one and three do not have a common Alama. So one would think that if you hold like Rava, at least, never mind Abaya, and if you hold like Rava that we at least say Greira, then you should paskin that in the case of the three Chelevs, right, that no matter when you find out whatever it is that you find out, you should bring a single carbon for all three Chelevs. That's reasonable. That's a reasonable conclusion to reach based on the Gemara. Okay. But is it so obviously true? Is it true? Tell me. Is it true?
Is it true? Conception, not necessarily. Over by the Chelev, we're comparing, we can go over different halamos together. Where all the other factors are the same. Whereas over in the first Gemara, we're comparing a situation where the only thing that allows the greater all the fact that it's all halam ha'achas, but it's different struggles, it's possibly different by sadeiros, it's possibly.
So you're saying there's room for debate here?
Yeah.
And in either direction. And perhaps in Adoma, the case of Chelev, in different halamos, to a case of Shigas Shabbos, Shigas Malacha, and so on.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think you're very possibly correct. And then, where is this going to be? Is this going to be helpful to us? Is this just a theoretical discussion when you read the Gemara, which is enough? I mean, again, when you read the Gemara, and you see the equation, and you should be skeptical about it. Right? At the end of the day, everybody accepts it, so then we should reconstruct the conclusion, and we should say, oh, we see from here that this difference doesn't matter, and that distinction is irrelevant, or it's, you know, overridden by other factors. But especially keeping your eye on such a thing can really come in handy when it'll explain something. Yehuda?
The Rambam?
Yeah. Shitas HaRambam, what does the Rambam do?
The Rambam passes in the Chelev case that if you bring in the first one, it's only proper on the second, not in all three.
Correct.
The original Rava, but he still passes in the Shabbos cases that
real. Okay. So the Rambam clearly didn't read this Shaka Vitaria as the final conclusion. This clea between these two cases is not paskin by the Rambam. The Rambam paskins the Shabbos case of Greira, and the Rambam does not paskin the Chelev case of Greira. And the question is why? So some of the distinctions that Dovi just mentioned maybe should be looked at. The Kula and the Chumra. Right? is Gerera that overcomes seemingly independent halamos, or at least not overlapping halamos, different than, even though on the surface we're talking about one single nice aveira in all three cases, a chilas chela. Right, so one would think, you know, in many respects, that Achilas Chelad and three Halamos, two of which are overlapping, might be easier to say Greira than Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malachos. But maybe not. Maybe not, according to the Rambam, apparently not. So we have to investigate that. Does that have to do with internal matters here in the Sugya and these issues? Or they very well have to also do, some theories at least, that it has to do with the continuation of the Gemara. We have to also look, make sure by tomorrow we've already gone through that, hopefully, at the next Shaka B'Tarya, the Gemara about Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakish. Maybe it has something to do with that. Or at least with some of the cases in the Rambam's Pesachim, and some of the cases there as well. Particularly, the problem of, if you say that Yediyos are Machalkos, so what about a Yediya that, that comes after... Let's say you eat a kezayis and a half of chelev. Okay, and then you have a yediyah, the halanacha. And then you have a yediyah about the kezayis part, but not the chatzi zayis part. Right, and then you ate another chatzi zayis chelev in an overlapping halama with the first chatzi zayis, but not with the first Zayas. Okay, that's a case on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. And the question is, how do we explain that case? It seems that even according to the Mandama, Yedios, Mechalkos, so we would have expected that since Yedios are Mechalkos, so what that means is that if there's a Yedia in between the, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if there's a Yedia in between the Kezayas and the extra half, right, even though they were eaten in one halama, one would have thought that yedios mechalkos would mean that extra half would be, would be an orphan. It would be on its own. Right? And if it would be on its own, then certainly it would be open to being mistari, the halam echad, with the other zayas, katsi zayas. If it's not so, if for some reason we're mechalek between the yediyah, which is mechalek between zaysin, and the yediyah that's mechalek between a kezayis and a chatzizayis, the question is, why should that be? That's a hint. That's one possible approach to the Rambam. So it could be that the Rambam has to be analyzed, not so much based on the distinction between the Greira of Shabbos and the Greira of Chelev, but there might be other factors that come into play, or at least other factors as indicated by the Sugya. We'll look at that. Or no, maybe it really does have to do directly with the issue of Greira itself. Okay, so these are three questions to look at just in terms of Greira, just as you read the Gemara. Okay, number one, is this first line a misnomer? Ksira Guerreras, Ksira Tino Guerreras, Tina, how does that affect the question of Greira de Greira? Number two, what about the Psach of the Rambam? Okay, continue for a minute. Let's just go through the whole Shaka B'Tarya first, and then we'll just raise certain questions, and we'll go back and put it together. Go ahead.
Yeah, Nelson, the Shita was with by the Rambam, by the Zero. So that which was obvious by the Rambam is the question of Rav Zero.
So this is what this is the question that was asked to Rav Zero.
Right. So it's a similar case, except in this case we're dealing with a half of Gogaris.
Here we're talking about Tzira Plashir.
Right.
And previously we were talking about Kilo Karbanos.
Right.
The question is whether or not those two things are different or not. We can see the common denominator between them. In both cases, we're interested in knowing whether they united to one or they remain separate. But, of course, we should possibility that there might be a difference. Okay. Go ahead. Amalei?
So Amalei, so the answer was Amalei, that since there's Philip Tataus, there would not be Tzir in this case. Since in a case where there was more than a Kazetz, there would be Philip Tataus against what Abai and Rabbi said earlier. Therefore, in our case, where there's we're dealing with being Mitzarev, then to the Barakas of Shir, so we would say Lom Mitzarev.
Oh.
So the Gemara challenges that. Before the Eitha, the Chalukah and the Chatao is Lom Mitzarev, that every time there's Chalukah Chatao, there's no Tziruv, but none. Achol, Chel, V'chelev, V'hel, Nechad, Inu Chayv, Ola Achas. Achol, Chel, V'dam, Inu Tzar, Pigol, V'hel, Nechad, Chayv, Ola Achas, V'yachas. Zuchomer b'minim harbe b'minecha, zuchomer b'minecha b'minim harbe. Shem achol chetzi zayis v'chazer v'achol chetzi zayis b'minecha chayim. However, mishne minim pater. So v'avinim b'minecha chayim tzricho l'mimar, v'amir shlagish mishum bar tutni, hachol v'nai skinit v'gon sh'achlo b'shne tamquin. V'Rabbi Yoshua yi d'amr tamquin n'chalvi. Ma'o d'tima, amr Rabbi Yoshua b'in l'kula b'in l'chumra.
Yeah, this of course needs to be explained. Namely, why should you be machalik between the kula and the chumra? Okay, but again, it leaves open the possibility that that something that needs tziruv is looked at in a different way than independent pu'ulos. So whether you group independent pu'ulos as one continuation might be different than whether or not your mitzarev. Half pu'ulos into one. Go ahead.
So the Gemara points out, v'halacha the chalukah nechatos become mitzarpi. So the Gemara answers, amalei, mara resha masin la v'kashale, anana seita masin lan below kashale. Mishnei minin pater trish flamemar. V'amar resh lagish mishu bar tutni l'olo min minachat. V'amai kari la shnei minin sha'afu l'shnei tamquin v'rabi yoshoedi. V'amar tamquin v'chalkit.
Okay. That's of course the more logical ben kula ben lechumra. Doesn't tax our energy very much. The chiluk is obviously more challenging to explain. Be the sefer minachad.
So be the sefer minachad. The sheikh amkuyin nafal. The rich minachad. The tamper yachad. Minachad the tamper yachad. Triple neymar.
Right.
So amar avuna half of the ma'iskin is begon shahaisa lo yidiyah b'tayim.
Okay, which we touched on already before. Again, this question of, and which might be connected to the previous point as well, namely, whenever there's a chatzi shir involved, do the laws of tzir, are the laws of tzir differ? What is the concept behind any deal of chatzi shir? Does it have to do with the role of idiyah in karban? We discuss it briefly, and we'll just review it again quickly. Or is it about, not about the role of idiyah in karban, it's about the Omed Lehitzarev status of Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir is crying out for Tzirut. And therefore the rules of Tzirut are different for Chatzi Shir than they are for other things, and things that normally would break apart independent pu'ulos that are trying to be treated as one wouldn't necessarily pull apart Chatzi Shir. Okay. So either way, this is the Shaka Matari of the Gemara. So basically what it comes down to then, so you have a machlokas between three shitas on the Gemara. We have Abaya, we have Rava, and we have Rav Zeira. Right? And within Rav Zeira, we also have two shitas. Whether we should be machalek between Tzir of the Shir and Chiluk Kabbalas. Basically, to sum up then, we have Abaya, who holds that we will allow for Greira, even in the case of Shigas, even in the case of Yediyah Shikas Malachos that precedes Shikas Shabbos, something that Rava characterizes for Abaya as Greira de Greira, we're just not sure whether Abaya really holds Greira de Greira, or since he says Shem Techin Achas, that's his way of saying that no, it's not Greira de Greira. Once you can do Greira, you can do this too. It's the same thing. So there are two perspectives on Abaya, perhaps. Then there's Rava, right, who does make the distinction between Greira de Greira and Greira. And then there's the third Shita, which is Rava, at least originally. Right, the original Rava, which was that Greira de Greira, that even Greira doesn't apply. Then the question also is whether or not Shikas Shabbos Nodal Shugas Shabbos, Ve'achach Nodal Shugas Malachos, whether that is really a Gerera case at all. That's the question. And if it is, then the question is, why isn't even Rava's case Gerera de Gerera? Then the third point is that the Gemara brings in Chela v'Chela v'Chelev. Seems like that too is the same Gerera as Rava. But in the Rambam, we know that there is a discrepancy, so we have to look at that again. And then the Shitas Rav Zeira, who really holds that we do not say Gerera. And the question is, why? And as I said, the 2 days in the Gemara, whether or not we could be mechalik between the Chatzis Shir and Siruf, the Korban Echa. That's what we have. Okay. So let's begin, let's back up just for a minute. What are the ingredients in this case? So if you have to look at the ingredients in this case, I think you would say the following. How many halamos are there?
Well, in which case? In the original case?
Yeah.
Rashi says there's only one, but even that's, Rashi acknowledges that it could be that in a certain sense that like, it goes back to what we discussed in the first focus Rashi.
Excellent. Very good. Exactly. The question of Yediyah is okay. So on one level you could say, let's take Rashi face value, I think that Rashi says what he means, Rashi emphasizes this, so does the Meiri, that this is a case in which there is one one halama. Because there's no Yediyah, Rashi himself says, read Rashi quickly.
Yeah, from the beginning.
Okay, so Rashi here emphasizes one halava. Although he explains, even though right, it's really two koyos, apapisha halama shal shniya chalu ktas, or it's shinui halama ktas, he shows on the sof halamechadu. Well, one could have said that maybe it's two halamos.
Right.
Maybe the Miri actually says in the end that it's yedia achas, right, which determines, even though it's shtei halamos. Actually, the Miri is very interesting from another point of view. The Miri quotes a daya we don't have. Beloshet tefar shalom nizkar ba'asiyas o'acharona she'asas o'bishonos. Shem zachar b'kach yiyu shtei halamos. Miri has a daya that the case here is a case where he forgot about what he did. He didn't know what he did, because he did Shigas Shabbos and did Kozer V'Tochei, and then he forgot about it completely. And then he did Kozer and Tochei the Shigas Malacha. But had he remembered when he did, or by the time he did Shigas Malacha, that he had already done this action, the Shigas Shabbos, if he remembered his previous action, then it would be considered shtei halamos, even without yediyah sachet. In other words, in the case of the Gemara and Rashi and Yiri himself, actually, as I'm saying, post understand, way almost all the Rishonim understand the case, that would really be chayiv shtayim. It's only because he doesn't remember what he did that it's considered halamecha. That's what he quotes, but he says, "Lo tefare shalom nizkar ba'asiyas o'achronim she'asas o'rishonos, she'im zachar b'kach, yiyu shtei halamos, eino chein apa pishe k'tas mefarshim chasvu." I don't know who wrote this. I was able to find it, but that's a remarkable sheet. What's remarkable about the sutra, what's important about it is that, again, are there any Rishonim who think that, for, you know, aside from Reb Zeiro, just a second, that for Abaye and Rabba, looks like you pass it like Abaye and Rabba, that you don't need to be a sachet in order to break it up. That simply two toyos alone will break up shkodos and karbanos. Is there anybody who holds that way? Well, doesn't the Gemara say explicitly that, again, that, this is the Gemara that Tosfos quoted on some of Zayin Rebbeis to prove that you need Yediyah Sachet. Right? So, again, there is a, I think I mentioned the Adnei Nezer and Choshen Mishpat, and part of this larger discussion, so he also says, you know, that maybe Rashi just thought that this is the Pshat in the Gemara on Ayin Aleph Omid Aleph, but according to either Rav Zeira later, or other Hekatimsis later on, you know, we go back on that. That's the Avnei's are trying to be Miyashe, Rashi, and some assignment base with the Gemara and Rashi. And Ayin Aleph Omid Aleph basically says, yeah, there is this Gemara. It does say what Tosa says. However, that isn't Lahalakha. Right? You don't need Yediyas Achet, Lahalakha. It's not to have Yediyas Atos. That's his explanation in Rashi. Okay, the Ramban, as we know, has a different pshat. Ramban says, "Ino Kanami." The Gemara says what it is, what it says, but there's still a difference between Yom Shabbat Atayim and this Gemara, because this Gemara doesn't prove you need Yediyah Sachet. It only proves that Yediyah Satos is insufficient. But there's something in between Yediyah Satos and Yediyah Sachet, and that is what the Ramban called Yediyah Chataso, which means the knowledge of the ingredients, which would allow you to be Poresh Minachet. And as we saw at the time, the printed Kiddush Ritva has a slightly different formulation, but along similar lines. It's just a question of where to draw a line. But basically, Baal, the Avnei Nezer in his solution for Rashi, the Ramban in his solution for Rashi, the Kiddush Aran in, I'm sorry, the printed Ritva, which is the Kiddush Aran, and his solution for Rashi, a slightly different formulation, need the Dabra HaPoresh, HaParsho. They all agree that the case here is a case where before he was involved in Shikas Malacha, he found out that it was Shabbos. So that it's at least Shinui Halama. Or, I made a suggestion at the time, right, based on the real Ritzvah's suggestion, although he immediately rejected it, and that is that Rashi and Sabbath Zayin Wen Beis doesn't require Yediyah Sachet. It only requires Yediyah Satos because it's Yom Shabbat Atayim Ha'am Yediyah. I was to explain right there, the whole Rashi. Rashi needs to there's a cost of two. I was suggesting that it's one thing if you want to put together a Ma'is Aveira across two Shabbases. That's difficult to do. Even Yediyah Satos breaks that up. If you're talking about one Shabbos, one Ma'is Aveira, right? So then the only thing that breaks it up is Yediyah Sachet. Yediyah Satos doesn't break it up. Okay, that's another suggestion for Rashi. But again, all that acknowledges that the Gemara here does require either Yediyah Sachet or Yediyah Chataso or something of that sort. And for Rashi, it's clear. He himself says it. But this day in the Neiri, you know, opens up the whole issue again, although he rejects it. But he says that Kosu Tzatz Mufarsha. According to them, there is no requirement of Yediyah Sachet or even of Yediyah Chataso. Yediyah Sataos would be enough. But there has to be Yediyah Sataos. He has to at least, but Yediyah Sataos means he has to at least know that he did the Maisa. And what's interesting about that is because I would have thought, again, you know, in the Im Kvar Oz Kvar category, that if already you are conceding that that this makes a difference, you know, then, in other words, knowledge that it's Shabbos, I would have thought would be enough to be Yediyah Satos. Why do you need Yediyah that it was Shabbos plus the fact that you remember that you did the Malacha? But this is one day in the mirror. In any case. Okay. So that's a radical deya. And on one hand, it opens us up to not having to conclude the you need the deyas achet. On the other hand, one would have thought that this level of helen, this additional point, in other words, you know, would be irrelevant to us. But such is the shita. According to most Rishonim, it's not so. So we are basically talking about shinui heleg or yedias hatos, but al pidin it could be considered helemechah. Maybe that's what the Ramban has in mind, right? There's no yedias hatos. It's helemechah in the same sense that he continues to think. There's never been a time when he thought that he couldn't do this action. Right? That makes it helemechah. So it's helemechon, but there are two tolios. There's no idea sachet. How many pe'ulos are there?
Seems like four.
Four? Wow. You might be right.
Pe'ulos meaning my severus?
Yeah. You're right to hesitate. It's a trick question. The answer is it's hard to know. It depends on how you understand grayer, and whether the grayer here is literal or not. So as I'm saying, if you just look to analyze this case and step back, so there's one halacha, two tolios, right? No yediyas achet in between, although there is, as Ramban says, yediyas chataso, and yediyah, which would be enough to be, you know, poration, perhaps. Right? But how many Averas are there? Tricky. Right? One could say that there are two Averas here.
Right?
Two Averas repeated? Or is it four Averas?
Right.
Or are there three? Right? Toser, Oshigas Malacha, Tochein, Oshigas Malacha, and the Shigas Shabbos. Four, in other words, if we say kotzer, of each kotzer is separate, each token is separate. Right? Two, if we just go by the tzuras amalacha. Three, if we say the kotzer and the token of shigas malacha are separate, but the kotzer and the token of shigas shabbos are one. Very tricky. Okay. So, essentially, what we have to look at is, you know, what is the basis of the psak of Abaye and Rava? I think one possibility is, just to just say, if you were to say that in Hilchos Shgagos, right, Helam Echad is Mechayiv. Helam Echad is Mechayiv. So then I really don't need to emphasize the Grera at all. What I might say is that the term Grera is a misnomer, maybe not just the first line. It's a misnomer throughout. That would be a very important approach to the sugya. If I can say that according to Rashi, Ksira Gomeris Ksira, the first line of the Gemara, doesn't really mean it, right? So then that opens us up to the possibility of saying that Greira to Greira doesn't mean it, and it never means it when it says Greira. Greira just means from the perspective of what you might have thought, from the perspective of you know, some other scheme. Or just, you know, to the untrained halachic eye, this might look like you're dragging one malacha into the other, but it really isn't so at all. It's all very natural. There's nothing artificial. I'm using grayer here as implying a certain artificiality, a certain chiddush. There's no chiddush at all. The chiddush is only to preclude a misconception. The misconception is that what we have here are several different mechayvim, right, being integrated into one karban. How many different mechayvim? That's tricky. Two, four, three, I'm not sure. Okay. But the kamash malon is that there's no real grera happening here at all. Grera is just a way to explain that what looks like artificial combinations are really not difficult to accomplish at all, because just looking at it from the wrong perspective. If you were looking at this from the perspective of my saveras, then in Okanami there should be at least be two karbanos, one would think, because at least kotzer b'tochein, But if you look at it from the perspective of Helen Echad, if that's the Mechayim of Karbanos, let's say irrespective of number of Maisa Averas. Right? As long as we're not doing different Shemos Yisr, right? Maybe even in Shemos Yisr you could talk about Helen Echad being Mitzaris if they were not broken up halachically into different halomos, like we discussed in the beginning of the year. Right? Well, the Avnei Nezer's father was arguing, well, if you believe this already, so call it Torah Kula. So we were able to counter that argument. But the point is, let's say you were to say that basically Helen Echad, Shkoga Achas, or Helen Echad, here there's more than one Tos. Okay, there's more than one Tos here, but it's Helen Echad. Averos to Helen Echad, Helen Echad shall asias Averos, this is a kind of a simple call. So I would say that basically the whole term Greira, any conceptual significance it might have with respect to the relationship between the different malachos is passe, basically. It's irrelevant to our topic. What we're really saying when we say Greira is what looks like an uncombinable group of malachos from the perspective of Pe'ulos is eminently combinable from the perspective of the real Mechayim of Karbanos Halamos, and therefore, there's no problem. That's one perspective. And for Rashi, in the Sugya, it would be possible to say such a thing. Except that, again, since he tries to answer the question about coats of a kotzer, coats of a token, and so on, which is the greira la greira, it's possible or probable that he doesn't really mean it. The Chidush Aram in the Sugya clearly considered this possibility and rejected it. The printed Chidush Aram, the Ra, or the Talmud Ra, right? He basically says, anybody have language here? He basically says that the Shita of Abayin and Rav is based on two principles. Helen Echad, and then Greira. He says you wouldn't get to the discussion of Greira if you didn't have Halam Echa.
We severely the Rava the Shigigas Shabbos the Zadon Malachos the Zadon Shabbos the Shigigas Malachos Chada Halamahi Kivan the Ini Giaschip and Tayim the Lo Lo Hava Amar Greira the Lo Shaycha Greira the Od severely Greira the High Tartio slash Minon.
Yeah. So again, the Ran, you know, the Ran emphasizes it so much that it gets you thinking. You know, once you say, you know, what the Ran says, could you argue in either direction? The Ran says there are two dinim here. Because in order to be Mechayiv, in order to combine, you need two elements. You need Helam Echad, and you need combination in terms of the Maisa Averos. The first you need Helam Echad, Apopishyeshte Shkogos, and for the second you need Greira. But in light of the, one could argue with the Ran and say, well, if everything depends on Halamos, then Greira is the Gemara's way of saying, you know, had it been Pa'ulos, this would have been Greira. It's really not Greira because it's Helam Echad. It's Helam Echad. By the same token, one could theoretically say the opposite. Say the real issue always is the combination of the Maisin. And as we've discussed all throughout the year, Halama isn't the factor in its own right according to that perspective. It just breaks up Maisin and Pulas. If that's true, so then basically the whole sugya is just about Greira, not about Halama. So are there two factors, like the Ran says? Or is either one of these factors, Halama alone certainly could do it from a certain perspective. Greira alone, perhaps, could do it from a certain perspective. Okay. Now, if indeed there is Greira, so then the question becomes, how far do you push it? Now again, going back to the other possibility, if it really, if Greira is a misnomer, so one way to explain Abaya would be to say that Abaya doesn't believe in Greira to Greira either.
And Abai is just saying, Hakol Helen Echa. Shem Chino Achasi is a way of saying that, you know, it's all one halama. If you were to do perhaps Shigigas, you know, Bona, you know, together with, you know, with the Shigigas Shabbos of Kofein and Kotze, that would be a different matter. That wouldn't be considered Halamecha. But Al Pidin, since Shem Tinachas, so we still consider it to be Halamecha, there's no Yediyas Achet to break it up. So then Abai is not greater to greater. Rava, who says greater Arminan, greater to greater, lower Arminan, is also not clear. Because right, one way to say it is to say, well, you all like the Chiddush Aran, so it's perfect. Basically, Rava is saying, I agree with you that there's Halam Echad here. However, where I part company is because I think that there's also a second in, Greira, and that's, you know, in the Chabala Chiddusha, it's Greira, but don't push it to Greira and Greira. Right? But it's quite possible that, that Rava will also say that the second you work with Greira and Greira, it also undermines Helam Echad. Right, Le'inyan, the tziruf that we want to make between these two actions, it isn't really Halam Echad. Because there's no continuity between the halama of Ketzira as a malacha and the halama of Techina as an independent malacha. So in addition to being a greater problem on a Maisa level, you could argue that it really is Le'inyan Davrazet, it's not Halam Echad anymore. Okay. So it could be the goof of the argument to Rav and Abaye is this question, whether it's only about halamos. That's why Abaye is so happy with, you know, extending greater of whatever, with the assumption that it still is one halam. Or it could be that either on a halama level or on a pu'ula level, Abaye and Rava just argue. They argue about how far to push greater, or they argue whether or not greater, what looks like greater, the greater really is greater of the greater. In any case, that's one issue. The other issue, of course, is Rashi and Tosis, or Rashi and Reed. Namely, the Leon? Why won't Rashi Shita?
Rashi Shita is all in hell.
No, that we said already. One hell in. But what about the greater part? So let's assume for the moment that Rashi holds like the Fusheran, but he seems to. But there are two dinim here, there are two requirements to be the Tzar. One is Hell and Echad, and the other is greater. That's what the Ran says. Suggested maybe not, but let's assume for I said since Rashi's bothered by the problem of Greira and Greira.
I didn't really get to the process yet. So.
You didn't see the problem? Ami? Did you see?
Rashi holds that Greira is within the Shiga Shabbos. We would say that Greira goes from Shigas, not just Shiga Shabbos.
Yeah. According to Rashi, the relationship between Ketzira, Shigas Shabbos, and Shigas Malachos is not a relationship of greater. That's the idea that the first line, Ketzira, Gomeris, Ketzira, is not literal. Rashi doesn't say the first line is not literal. The Chiddush Aran, you have it still there? When he's explaining this Shita in more length, more extensively than Rashi does, so he you know, he just makes note of it. It's obvious, but it's implicit in Rashi. Go ahead.
Lishna of Almanaka?
Yeah.
The low time of the Greira, the Hamidina, Ksira shall Shigiga Shabbos, who Ksira shall Zodon Shabbos, Chodoshi, Kivan the Tavayu, the Chodosh Shabsa, the Lake Yom and Vintayan Hale. The Havel, the Kotzer Shtik Ksiros, the Shigiga Shabbos, the Inokai Vel Achas. The Havali, Kotel Chile Vichile, the Halim Achas.
Wow, that's a very strong language. Right? It's not only is he saying it's not the Greira, but he is completely neutralizing any distinction whatsoever. Right? He's comparing it to Chela v'Chelev, he's comparing it to Kotzer v'Kotzer 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 v'Shigigas Shabbos. It's interesting, I don't know why he didn't... Well, I guess I do know why he didn't. Yeah, I guess it's... okay. I was going to say, why didn't he mention Kotzer v'Kotzer v'Shigigas Malacha? Oh. In a way, Kotzer... Kotzer Mishigas, so Shabbos is a more apt example. Okay. So basically, it's Chela B'Chela, the Hela Machad. And that's the extreme. I'm not sure if Rashi wanted to go that far. It could be that Rashi, you know, feels that maybe the language of the Gemara isn't a complete misnomer. And that there is some difference between Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malacha in the codes there. Just that that's not the point of controversy. Everybody agrees on that degree of gray row. No, it's, yeah.
I mean, I think the first Rashi on the Umbud had the same comparison.
I'm sorry?
The first Rashi on the Umbud had the same comparison.
I mean, the Kaim Malacha Shnei Zei Zechela. Yeah, except that he emphasizes it more in terms of the mitzarek of the halama, right? And the lack of idiyas achet, than emphasizing the, maybe, you might be right. And the Kiddush HaRan, I think the Kiddush HaRan is much much sharper. Again, Rashi never says that the first line of the Gemara is ladak, although it might be implicit that it is. Okay. Either way, the Chiddush HaRan formulation is, let's say, much sharper. There's no difference whatsoever. So then the question is, so we now understand why it is. So where is the gray row? If it's not in the codes, are the codes there? Sorry? Later on. Yeah. I'm just saying, he doesn't say, the Kiddush HaRan just adds one other point, and that is when he reads the line, the original line, and the Gemara, Rashi doesn't address the question that the Gemara originally called this Ktsira Gereres Ktsira, Tchina Gereres Tchina. The Kiddush HaRan does address that question. It could just be that's implicit in Rashi, he left it out. Rashi later on explains that it isn't Greira la Greira, even according to Rava, because the Ktsira la Ktsira part, we read the line. What he should have added, just one other line, is, and when the Gemara originally said, in the case of Shigas Shabbos, Nodal of Shigas Shabbos first, and then Nodal of Shigas Malacha, the Gemara said, Kotzer, Gorer, Gorer, Kotzer. Sira Gomeros, Sira Tachina Gomeros Tachina, in that case, it's really labdak, it's not true. It's not accurate according to Rashi. The Kiddush HaRan adds that extra line.
Could it be possible that he said that this is also really the same mechanism of query by the case of Chelev, just that
the case
it's just taking it stuff
road? I mean, Chelev,
Chelev.
Right,
Chelev is also really not.
It's also kind of a go-road. Maybe. I'll get that in a second, especially when we get to Rav Zeira. I want to make that point. Yeah.
Both Rashi and the Talmud Hara'ah are only talking about Ksira Gereres Ksira. But Tchina Gereres Tchina, the Ra'ah and Rashi both seem to grant that is using Gereres.
In the
first line of the Gemara, of Ksira Gereres Ksira, Tchina Gereres Tchina.
Ksira Gereres Ksira, Tchina Gereres Tchina.
So.
Why? I don't understand. Why is that different? Shigas Malah.
Because this is the case that. You only have the idea on the Ksira of Sheikh Hashat. So that, the first Dira Machel that we just read.
Yeah, so if you know the love of Sheikh Hashabas, and then you find out about Sheikh Hashmalach later, so why is the Ksira part any different than the Tchina part?
Because according to the Ra'an Rashi, you only found out about Ksira and Sheikh Hashabas, not Tchina and Sheikh Hashabas. So to go from the Ksira which you had idea on to the Ksira that you didn't, that's where he says that's what you know. It's Yiramachal, the Hadamar Ksira Gweris Ksira, that he says, Nishna Ba'almanaka. But the next Yiramachal, the Ra'ah says, Tchina Gweris Tchina.
So then, wouldn't, as far as the Tchina be concerned, wouldn't that be a Gweira, a Gweira, according to Rava? If that were true?
Well, unless what the Ra'ah and Rashi are saying is that in the first case, to go from the Ksira to the Ksira, or from the Ksira of Shigar Shabbos to the Tchina of Shigar Shabbos, neither of those two are Gweira. And only to go from the Tchina of Shigas Shabbos to the Tchina of Shigas Malachos involves Gweira.
Again, say that last thing one more time.
That to go from the Ktsira of, either to go from the Ktsira of Shigas Shabbos to the Ktsira of Shigas Malachos,
right.
Or to go from the Tzir of Shiga Shabbos to the Tzin of Shiga Shabbos.
Oh, this is what I want to say. Neither of those is great,
right? Right, and only to go from the Tzin of Shiga Shabbos to the Tzin of Shiga Malachos is what's great.
Oh, I agree. I think that is true. Certainly that is true, I think, for the Chiddush Aram.
Right.
I'm not sure what that's true for Rashi. Well, I think Tosa certainly didn't read Rashi that way.
Right, but when the Ra'ah is explaining the first line of the Gemara,
right.
He seems to
specifically... Or you think the Ra'ah, when he says Katsira Gorer's Katsira, Tkina Gorer's Tkina, and he says Ladap, only means on the Katsira Gorer's Katsira part?
Because the Dibra Machel is Katsira Gorer's Tkina, and that paragraph is talking about Katsira. And then he has another paragraph, Dibra Machel Tkina Gorer's Tkina. And he says, Komar Midina, Tkina Rishona Ligvaris Bektsira Rishona. Namely Medina, and then he says the whole.
Is that within the Rashi, or that already within the Ra'ah?
That's before he's broken from Rashi.
Oh, okay.
And then he says b'chol chidush of the Rava who mashamar shetchina shel zadon Shabbos sheminadin he chiluka la'atzmo lekarban kiem di b'shigas malacha ve'afilu achi he nigrares im tchina shel shigas.
Right. I think that only means. I'll look at it again. But I thought that only means the second point that you just made, which could stand independent from this point. In other words. What Yaakov is saying is that instead of the issue, it's often understood that Rashi and the Ri argue, let's put this in context, where is the Gera? Is the Gera in the connection of the same Tzuras HaMalacha between Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malacha? In other words, Kotza B'Shigas Shabbos, Kotza B'Shigas Malacha, that's the Gera? Right? Or is the Gera between the Katsira and the Tchina of Shigigas Shabbos. I think that is normally the way that that the debate is understood, and that it's an absolute debate. In other words, whatever you think is Gera is Gera, and what isn't, isn't. I think what Yaakov is suggesting, tell me if I'm misunderstanding you, is that that's not correct. That even according to according to the Chiddush Aran, I think he's right, certainly, that basically even the relationship between Katsira and Tchina in Shigas Shabbos is not Gera. Right? That's what you want to say? It's only when you want to combine, if it's only when you want to use that relationship in conjunction with Shigas Malacha, if you want to do Kotz of a Kotz there, and then through that, Kotz of a Tochein, of Shigas Malacha, that's Gera. But each piece in its own right is not a Gera. That's what you want to say?
Right, in which case it comes out that...
In which case you want to add something, another point. So that I think is true. I think that's true for the Chiddush Aran. I'm not so sure that that's true for Rashi. Is it explicit that that's so in Rashi? I think it is explicit in the Chiddush Aran, which you just read. But in Rashi, I don't think it's explicit. But then he wants to add another point. Then he wants to say that for that reason... for that reason, you'll go in the other direction as well, right? Namely, Katsira, Gareris Katsira would be Lav Dafka, but Tchina, Gareris Tchina, when there's no Yediya of the Shigas Malacha of Tchina, that is Gera. Which means that there is a Gera, that's according to Rashi Udi'imei, you're saying that there would be no Gera even within Shigigas Shabbos between the different Malachos under certain conditions, and there would be a Gera between the same Malacha, right, even though notwithstanding the discrepancy between Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malacha under other conditions.
Right.
So I thought that the first point was correct for the Ra'ah, for the Chiddush Aran, rather, his version of Shitas Rashi, but I didn't see that so much in Rashi. I'll look at it again, and I didn't see that either of them necessarily said the second point. Is your diuk stronger than the Dibra Maschil?
Yeah, because the first paragraph he's
Misvara. I understand what you say.
In the first paragraph where he says Nushim Alman Dalkat, he's only talking about Tzira.
Okay.
And then the second paragraph where he starts talking about Tchina. He says, "Chidusha deRavahu b'masha Amar she Tchina shel Zadon Shabbos."
What's that? Tchina shel Zadon Shabbos. The Shikas Malach. Okay.
Right. Shemeadin he chaluka la'atzma.
Right.
Va'afilu hachi he nigreres Im Trina shel Shigiga Shabbos.
In Trina shel Shigiga Shabbos, in the Abayin Rava case, in the Abayin Rava argument case, that makes sense.
He's
in the Bifnei Atzma. I thought that was in the Bifnei Atzma case. Is that the first case of the Gemara or the second case of the Gemara? I thought it was the second. If it's the first, then you're right.
But in the order of the pieces of the Gemara, it would be the first.
Oh, really? Okay. So I'm going to look at it again tonight, but that would be... Daniil's shaking his head.
Cool. I don't remember it being... I thought you were talking about the second case.
I also thought you were talking about the second case. Okay, we'll look at it tonight. We won't spend the time down. But it's a very important point.
Ready?
Yeah.
Looking at Rashi himself, when he talks about the Din Shiga Shabbos of Tchina Din Rederes of Dixira,
right.
He excused himself by saying, Ahal Gav, that the Korban is not Chal L'Chachila on the Dixira of Shiga Shabbos. Mashma, that if the Korban was Chal L'Chachila on the Dixira of Shiga Shabbos, then when I've Din, the Tchina of Shiga Shabbos will be included with it.
No, no, that's the Shigigas, the Trina, which is connected to the Katsira of Shigas. Again, that's the case. Rashi is trying to talk about the second case now, right? You start off with Shigas Malacha. The idea of Shigas Malacha comes first. I'm sorry, it's a little complicated, but it is.
Yeah.
Shigas Malacha comes first.
Yeah.
Katsira.
Yeah.
That brings you to the Katsira of Shigas Shabbos,
right.
Which links you up with the Trina of Shigas Shabbos,
right.
And you want to get from there to the Trina of Shigas Malacha.
Right.
That's the second case.
Right.
So, and what do you want to say? What's the view that you're trying to say?
Yeah,
I thought the point is that the Rashi is trying to explain that the connection, the hyphen between Katsira and Trina of Shigas Shabbos, that's the greater. That's the Katsira. To the Katsira, but the Katsira to the Tachina.
He definitely is saying that, but I think Yaakov's point is that he's saying that it is greater only because the first Katsira came with the...
I agree, but that I agree, I'm not so sure Rashi is that's so true.
But he's saying, I think because Rashi's...
Read the line that you want to be denying him one more time.
It says, Tsirgas Katsira, Mishpat, Shtei,
Well, what does that prove?
Mean that
he's saying that if the carbon came for the Shigas Shabbos, so then the connection to Tchina would be as strong as it was for Katsira. And then it should affect the Shigas Malachos in the same way. But since it comes from Shigas Malacha, and that's the only reason it gets it to Shigas Shabbos for Katsira, therefore the Tchina part is Nigreres.
Standing alone,
there's
no Shigas Shabbos either. That's the point?
Oh, I see what you're saying. The first point. The first point that we're making in the Ra'ah, you're saying it's implicit in Rashi. I thought it's explicit in the Ra'ah, and I wasn't sure of Rashi.
Because, otherwise, you would just say that it's greater than Nigrera. You wouldn't have to say, though, the reason we get greater is because it comes from the
Shigas. So you're saying in a regular scenario, again, if Shigas Shabbos, that's not greater either.
Right.
So basically what we have as follows. Just to sum up what we have as follows. It's a little bit unclear, but we have to work with what we have. Basically, what I'm saying is, I think the Achronim in particular, it's my instinctive reaction, is that the Achronim understand that the debate between Rashi and the Ri, again, one more time, Rashi says that the, Rashi and the Ri both ask the question, why is the case that Rava accepts not a case of Greira or Legreira? That's the question. After all, there are two steps. There's the Kotzer of Shigas Malacha connected to the Kotzer of Shigas Shabbos, and then there's the Kotzer of Shigas Shabbos connected to the Tochein of Shigas Shabbos. Isn't that Greira Legreira? Especially if you take literally the first line of the Gemara, Katsira Goreres Katsira. Tchina Goreres Tchina, which seems to mean that the link between Shigas Malacha and Shigas Shabbos, even of the same sort, is a Greira. That's the question. Why isn't even Rava involved in Greira Legreira? Okay. So the Rashi's answer is because the first step of Kotzer Shigas Malacha to Kotzer Shigas Shabbos is not a Greira step. Only the second step is a Greira step. Okay. And the Ri's answer is no, because the second step, while it's not a Greira step, namely Shechina and Katsira of Shigas Shabbos is not Greira, but that first step, namely crossing the Rubicon between Kotzer of Shigas Malacha to Kotzer of Shigas Shabbos, that is a Greira step. That's the debate between the Ri and Rashi. Then there is a much more expanded, not much, I should say, an expanded formulation of these two shitas that it would appear in the Chidush Hara, an expansion on Rashi and an expansion, the Ra'ah, as an expansion on the Ri. Okay. Now the question is whether they're all saying the same thing or not, and what exactly is it that they're saying. So I think that generally it's understood that the debate between Rashi and the Ri is like an absolute debate about a very fundamental, clear question, a very, very important one as well. And that is, from a pa'ula point of view, you know, what is a bigger chiddush here? The kotzer, combining the two kotzers, or combining tochen v'kotzer in Shigigas Shabbos? So Rashi says the chiddush is in the Shigigas Shabbos, the tochen and the kotzer, and the Ri and the Ra'ah say the chiddush is in the kotzer of Shigigas Shabbos to the kotzer of Shigigas Malacha. I think that is generally the way Rashi and the Ri are understood. Now, if that is the argument, that's a very fundamental argument. And I think it could be explained on two different levels. Okay. One level is it has to do basically with the Mechayev of Karbanos. Namely, if the Mechayev of Karbanos is Shgogos, and everything's what we've been saying, then the more appealing position on the surface would be the position of the Ri. Namely, the gap between Kotzer v'Shigas Malacha and Kotzer v'Shigas Shabbos is greater than the gap between Kotzer v'Tochen of Shigas Shabbos. In terms of the Shgaga, the Halama, it is. And Rashi is not operating with the Halama, we would say. Rashi is operating with the Maisa. That could be a way to explain that machlokas, if indeed it is such a clear-cut machlokas. There could be another way to explain the machlokas, and that has to do with what we were discussing in the Ramban, and what I think we really need to get back to for Abzera as well. And that is, forget about the distinction between halamos and pu'ulos, let's focus only on pu'ulos for the moment. The question is as follows. When it comes to Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malachos, right, we have to ask the following question, which we've been asking all year in one form or another. Here's where it comes to a head. Right? We have to ask the same questions, essentially, but we might come up with different answers. What is the relationship between the Klali and the Prati aspect of all of this? When I do Kotzer, the Shigas Malacha, or I do Kotzer, the Shigas Shabbos, we can ask the same question, but you know the solution is going to be attractive to different degrees, depending on which I ask it about. So when I do Kotzer, the Shigas Shabbos, right, am I only doing Kotzer, or am I doing, one possibility is I'm only doing Kotzer. That's the thing I'm shoging about. I know about Los Asakom Malacha. So I'm in violation of Kotzer. Or, the alternative, the opposite extreme, I'm in violation of Los Asakom Malacha. Only Los Asakom Malacha. That's our first topic. The Shgaga, the toes, may be about Kotzer. But again, the Maisa Veira is only Kalali, it's only about Los Asakom Malacha. Right? Or, maybe I'm in violation of either both or of a hyphen. I'm going to make it very complicated. Right? In other words, I'm doing two things at the same time. I'm in violation of Los Asakom Malacha. I'm also in violation of Los Asakotzer, based on our discussion at the beginning of the year. But two different things at the same time. Right? That's a third option. Or, that's why I said I'm going to make it complicated, there's a fourth and a fifth option. Right? It's not that I'm doing both at the same time. What I'm doing is Los Asakom Malacha / Kotzer. This is a very small nuance. or I'm doing kotzer / los asa kol malacha. Right? But I mean, svara, I'm just saying, if you were to just, you know, try to outline what are the possible formulations, they all make sense based on things that we've discussed extensively from the beginning of the year. But as I just pointed out, if these are five ways of formulating the issue, formulating the pu'ula that I violated, only the klali, only the prati, both, or klali prati or prati klali, right? So of course it makes a great deal of sense to say that that gufo could depend on whether I did it b'shigas Shabbos or shigas Melacha. In other words, on one level I could say the only difference between shigas Shabbos and shigas Melacha is the number of shkogos. Whether you violate the klali or you violate the prati is irrelevant to the question of shigas Shabbos and shigas Melacha. That only affects the number of halamos and shkogos I have. Except that might really be determinative with regard to karbanos. As I could say, in the extremes, right, I could say, even shigigas malacha is really about violating osasa kol malacha. Except that since there's one violation, but there's 39 shkagos, I bring 39 karbanos, like that last line in the Mishna Gemara in Ayin Amid Aleph. Right? Mishna klum parish, the answer is, but how many mistakes did you make? So the Abinazer's father will tell you it's limited to Hilchos Shabbos. Okay. And others will tell you it's across the board in Karbanos and Shkagos. But the fact is, according to that reading, what I could say is that Chiluk Malachim in Chaschinuch, right? And others, I could say there's no such thing as Chiluk Malachos on a conceptual level. The Torah says Osasakom Malachos, there's no such thing as Osasakom Tzer. Kotzer is an application. So there are 39 shkogos, and there's one maisa there. It's always klali, it's always osasakom malacha, even in shigas malachas. Or you could say exactly the opposite, even when it comes to shigas Shabbos. Basically, there's losasas, arel, losasa kotzer, losasa ma'amer. There's no such thing as osasakom malacha, right? It's just the Torah's way of saving a little bit of ink, right? Establishing a link, maybe for Torah Fitinech and Ishva. But basically what it means is, lo sasa each and every one. So even if I'm involved in Shigas Shabbos, there's no such thing as klali, there's only prati. Aye, why do you bring only one karban? Again, the same reason. It's all because of the halama. The karbanos depend on the halama. There's only one mistake. 39 pratim, and one mistake. So these are the extremes that are possible in both. So, if I were to take that perspective, either that everything is klali or that everything is prati alone, right? So that on a maisa avera level, forget about the halamos for the moment, on a maisa avera level, if I were to say, are these combinable? Is it chela v'chelev? Sure, it's chela v'chelev. It's either chela v'chelev because it's losasa kol malacha and losasa kol malacha, or it's chela v'chelev because it's kotzer and it's kotzer. But, right, it is very, very appealing to say that Shabbos is more complex than that. It's not either only klali or only prati. It's either both or a combination. And that the way that I violate is important. Right? So basically, then that's where the other alternatives come in. It's possible that Shigas Shabbos is only klali. And Shigas Malacha is only prati. Or it's possible, and here already gets complicated, that that one of these two is both klali and prati, and the other is only klali or only prati. Right? Or it's possible, even, you know, depending on where you want to draw the line, that there's a klali and a prati aspect in both, but which is the defining it? Is it losasa kol malacha of the variety of kotzer? Or is it kotzer? Part of losasa kol malacha, that gufa depends on this issue. In other words, I don't have to draw it on the board. I mean, I'm sure you're all more advanced in math than I am. You can, you know, square the or cube the possibilities any way you want. But it's a question of where to draw the line. But we understand what the issue is. The point is, if you took the extreme, this view, in other words, this is what Rashi and some of them were all and so on are all about, and I think that many Achronim understand it that way. I don't know about all these nuances between. But I mean the basic debate, whether the greater part is on the kotzer of the kotzer, or the greater part is inside the Shigas Shabbos. So we understand it very well now, in a way. Right? So if Shigas Shabbos is about Kalali, so then its kotzer and its tochen are exactly the same. There's no greater there. And its kotzer and its kotzer are like two. One is prati and one is kolli. One is asasa kamalacha and one is kotzer. Right? And if you say the other way, that basically it's always prati. So basically what you're going to say is that the kotzer and kotzer is the same thing. The kotzer, the tochein, the shigas shabbos, that's really greira. Because it's prati there too. But what if you start saying things like these middle alternatives, and it's not either totally the same or totally different, but it's one of these varieties. Let's say the shinka, one of them has a kloli and a prati, and the other one has only a prati. Or one of them has a kloli and a prati, and the other one has only a kloli, which is probably more likely. Right? Or, if you want to hyphenate them, you know, so that the hyphenated order is a little bit different. Right. Once you start doing that, so then the question of which is the greira and which is the natural, I think, becomes a trickier issue. Because in a certain sense, we don't have so much of a problem linking up kotzer to kotzer, or in Shigas, between Shigas Mokka and Shigas Shabbos, because there's still some hyphenated overlaps. Right? Or a real overlap of Kloli. Or a Prati, whatever the case may be. Again, I can draw it on the board and maybe see it better.
I like to use a visual aid, you know, where I can.
It usually is the first week, once a year. You know, we wait for that moment. I was thinking of putting out one of those Perish Chai books. But, anyways, the point is as follows. Once you start, if it's not all mutually exclusive, right? So in a sense, to get from kotzer to kotzer, you don't want to shigas malach, shigas shabbos, is not so terrible. To get inside, you know, to draw that circle around, or to hyphenate the tchina and the ketzira within shigas shabbos, is not so terrible. Right? The question is, if you're going to try to get from the kotzer of Shigas Malacha to the tochein of Shigas Shabbos, and even more so, to the tochein of Shigas Malacha through the tochein of Shigas Shabbos, that's where it becomes greira. And this is where Yaakov's point, which I subscribe to, just he's saying it even more than I was, and maybe he's right. And that was right too. Then I think the standard view is to see the Rashi and the Ri, or the 2 days in the Chiddush HaRan, I say in these stark terms. But if you look very carefully, certainly the Ran, and then you're probably right, even in Rashi, it doesn't seem that it's actually totally accurate. It doesn't seem that we're always saying that the kotzer of the kotzer is greira, or we're always saying that the inside Shigas Shabbos, the kotzer and the tochein are greira. It seems like, you know, when you're only doing one operation, it's not gorer. The problem is when you're trying to do two operations, then one of them becomes gorer. There still might be a debate which one, or maybe it depends even on the order. So that on the one hand, we could have this interesting discussion about, which is closer. From a Shkavos point of view, from a Malacha point of view, and especially internally, from a Malacha's point of view. You know, kotzer the kotzer or kotzer the tochen b'shigas Shabbos, and that depends on this kloli prati debate and the pieces in between. But the point is, if we're going to say that, you know, there's no grayer here, there's no grayer there, once you put them together, there's grayer. What's that based on? The answer is it's based on the drawing of these overlapping circles. Every circle stands on its own, so that's what it is. It's kloli or prati, or prati or kloli. But it's in the attempt to go to the other one that you have the problem. And it could be that that's goof of the debate between Abaye and Rava too. As I said, Abaye says, Shame Tchina Achasi. He said before, not necessarily true that you know, Rava allows you to draw an extra circle and Abaye, or an one artificial circle as opposed to a natural hyphen, and Abaye says you can do two. Not necessarily. It could be that based on the structure of how you understand the hyphens and the malacha, the relationship between Kali and Prati and so on, so according to Abaye, that's, you know, Kula Greir Achasi, Shein Malacha Achasi. There's still enough, even within the hyphens, to draw the lines. So Yaakov is just taking it one step further. I understood, at least, that it's the question of how many operations. And Yaakov is saying it also depends. Sometimes you can create a Greira, according to Rashi. Well, I guess it actually, for you, it really, really depends on the number of operations, even more so. Right. I was saying that for Rashi, the Kotzer is never a difficult operation. The Shigas Shabbos is a difficult operation only when you also, when it's the second operation. But that's how I was interpreting it. And Yaakov is saying, no, it's the number of operations, and that's all that counts. So if you want to make a third operation and go back to Tochein, or even in the first case, if you want to link up the Tochein for which you don't have the idea through the Shigas Shabbos, though, right, that's what you want to say? That too is Greira. That's what you want to say?
I need two
operations. So basically, according to two operations. According to Rashi, is there any more yichus, any more of a tight link between Kotzer v'Kotzer and Kotzer v'Tochen and Shigas Shabbos? In the end of the day, no. Because when you want to get from the Tochen of Shigas Malacha back to the Tochen of Shigas Shabbos, to the Tochen of Shigas Malacha, that too is Greira. That's not how Rashi is normally understood, but he can very well be right. And then the diuk of the Gemara is that only the first words are allowed, and even in the Chiddush Aram you say, the first words, tochein the kotzer to the kotzer, that's not greira. But the tochein back to the tochein, that would be greira. I think that's what you want to say. Okay, very good. What does Rav Zeira think about all this? I'm sorry, I'm talking about the stuff here, but what does Rav Zeira think about all this? Well, we just said before, it could be, like Chiddush Aran says, there are two elements, right? There's a halama assumption in Abaye and Rava, and then there is a greater assumption in Abaye and Rava. So, if that's true, then Rav Zeira could theoretically argue with both, but he doesn't need to argue with both, he only needs to argue with one. And Rav Zeira wants to say that this whole thing doesn't work. All he needs to say is either it's not considered halama achas, right? Or, because after all, there is shinui b'halama, there is yidiyas ataos, right? May not be yidiyas achet, but there's yidiyas ataos. Or, he might say, I don't believe this whole concept of greira. Meaning, we've been struggling to explain when you need greira, when you don't need greira. Right? But what if somebody says, you know what, this is only klali, and that is only prati. Right? Or there might be some Kali Prati hyphenations, but it's like the old math, you know. Something's hyphenated, you can't ignore the second half of the hyphen, it's part of the essential definitions. You can't, you know, draw a circle around, you know, this is the first half of the hyphen here and the first half of the hyphen there and ignore the second halves. Or the first half here and the second half there, which is even more of a Kiddush. Right, that's part of the Greira. So Rav Zeira says you just can't do that. It's all integrated, it's a whole. Even if it's Klali Prati. Klali Prati isn't the same as Prati Klali. Klali and Prati is not the same as Klali. Or maybe it is, I should say. Klali and Prati is. Or overlaps in one, that wouldn't be a good example. But Klali Prati isn't the same as Klali. It's not the same as Prati either. So they're good. It could be that the issue, according to Rav Zeira, is not an issue about Ha'elim, but it's about Greira. So we have to see the formulations of the Mishnah tomorrow. But also we have to look at Rav Zeira in context, right, also what he said in Croesus. Afi Beis on Beis. Also, if you get a chance, look at the Rishalmi. I don't you look at Tosas on Afi Ches, right? Also, the Rishalmi in Shavuos, Beis Aleph. Rishalmi has a sape, which I want to point out also, of you know, whether you would say the equivalent of a kind of grayer of Helen Mikdash and Helen Tumah. Does that depend on Zerah and Abayah? So let's try to finish this off tomorrow, and then we'll move on to our Yom Kippur Mishlokesh. We still have to explain the Rambam as well.
Have a shirt now.